Fat Guy Radio Show. The funniest internet radio show this side of the moon. That would be a big bare-ass moon.
Hey, everybody, it's your boy, Corey Blaze here. Before we dive into the meat and potatoes of this show, I want to invite you to go over to fatguyradioshow.com/sponsor. You will find all of the sponsors in one easy-to-shop location. Everything you need, I guarantee you, we have a sponsor just for you. And special deals that are exclusive to Fat Guy Radio Show listeners. Visit fatguyradioshow.com/sponsor.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
I'm out of breathlessness. This is too much for me. I can't handle this. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm your host, Corey Blaze, also known as the Community Sign Language Instructor for the Blind.
And we thank you.
We do thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that voice that you hear on the other side of the console is the incomparable Uncle of the Year, possibly the century, the proprietor of said cotton ball wind chime.
Yeah.
My dear Uncle Melvin.
Uncle Melvin
is joining us today, sitting in, co-hosting the show. Welcome to the show, Uncle Melvin.
Thank you. Thank you for bringing me back in here again.
No problem. Bring that level down anytime you feel like it, sir. There we go. And just kicking it off like we normally do.
Why are they in the bathroom?
That's where they clap.
Oh, is that where they are?
Don't you clap when you're in the bathroom?
I do more than clap.
Hercules.
Oh, Sherman.
Yeah.
That was horrible, huh?
That's okay.
off the Twitter, Martha Moo. What it do, Martha?
Hey, girl.
Off the Twitter. All right, D-Tate.
Speaking of Twitter, let me clear this up real fast.
Yes, go right ahead.
Yeah, you jumped on my case about sending you text messages to your phone.
Yes.
I don't get that Twitter crap, man. You know, I haven't hung out with the president yet to learn how to do that very well. See,
here's the thing. This is the thing.
What's the thing?
We only have a few people that send tweets in at Fat Guy Radio Show. Now we get to those, but you send them in like when you're listening to the playback on Friday afternoon.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
And you're wondering why we don't get to your live tweets. It's because we're not live at that time.
Well, I'm slow. Yeah. It's really hard.
But you know what? It's fine because you know you have the right. You have the honor. Okay. You have the prestige of texting me directly and your comments making it on the air, and you're already getting some Twitter love right now with my Martha chiming in. Hi, Uncle.
I'm gonna wet my pants.
Don't do that.
I'm so excited.
You should be excited.
But anyway.
Now you are in the co-hosting seat tonight.
What does that mean?
That means that you get to talk a little bit more.
Really?
Yes. Actually, a lot more.
All right. Well, I'm kind of depressed.
We'll get to that in the body of the show. This is just a vignette.
But this is my vignette. I'm kind of depressed.
Okay, well, we're going to get to that in the body of the show because we have some food we want to get to.
Oh, yeah, that stuff. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
This is off of your idea. Now, ladies and gentlemen, yes, I know people are probably asking, where is Philippius? We'll get to that in the body of the show, but our industrious associate producer has slid over to the producer role, and that's our one Mocha Cub. Yeah. So he's producing the show tonight. So
you probably won't hear a lot from me tonight.
Yeah, he's sweating balls right now, but that's okay. Here's the thing. But Uncle Vincent, you sent me a text message.
I did.
About a week and a half ago, maybe. And you asked me if I had tried the
skinny chicken legs.
Not the skinny chicken legs.
No, the naked chickens.
The Taco Bell naked chicken.
That's it. Yeah, the naked chicks from Taco Bell.
And I gave you an emphatic no.
I love the naked chicks.
Was it
from
emphatic?
Taco Bell.
It wasn't emphatic, no, because the reason why I don't frequent Taco Bell, because I've already had diarrhea for the week.
he just got his ass replaced.
Yeah.
Too, so. Oh, yeah, that's right.
I just got a new ass installed, so I'm trying to protect it.
Hey, does it have Wi-Fi?
No, but it does have GPS.
Oh,
right.
Oh, Uncle Vincent with the ass Wi-Fi.
The Gus put in slapped.
Yeah, it
That's
does.
That's what GPS stands for, right?
Yeah, what I like to say is that there was a lesbian that was digging around in my butt with a knife. Because that's basically what had happened. So
did she say, I hate men?
No, she said, I'd be glad when I'm done with the surgery so I can get back on my Harley.
Oh, okay. She actually said, a penis is hard to find.
And I ain't found one yet.
I think she stopped looking.
Oh, okay.
So we have here at the opening of the show, I personally, Corey the Blaze.
Yeah.
Went to Taco Bell here from the studio to get these naked chicken. What are they called?
Naked chicken legs.
And now, have you tried these before? These naked chicken chips.
Naked chicken chips. Never had them.
Uncle, have you tried them before?
Well, how's that? Yeah.
You have had them?
Yeah, I had them.
Okay. Well,
how else am I going to know about them?
Well, I don't know. Maybe you saw them on the TV and you.
Well, you know, I don't have cable anymore. You know, my TV's kind of. You know, I'm depressed.
Okay, we're going to get to your depression here a little later on in the show, I promise. But me and DT, now, do you want to try them with us?
No, I already had them, man. I flossed.
All right,
and I don't have any more shoestrings on me. So.
All right, well, here you go. Well, DT, I only picked up like one bag of these, which they come in 6 pieces.
So what'd you get, the 6-piece or the 8-piece or the 12-piece?
I got the 6-piece, and DT, I'll let you go first so I can find some show music.
There's no cheese in there.
Yeah, there's cheese.
Is there cheese?
Yeah, they gave us the cheese.
Oh, you can't have the cheese, her thought.
I can't, but I'll try a little bit of it.
I'm about to have all this cheese.
Okay, I'm going to now take it slow here, DT.
Oh, I'm just preparing it.
You're just preparing it?
Yeah.
Okay. No double dipping. All right, number one, they look like they do in the commercial.
Well, that's good.
Actually, they don't. They look a little bit thinner than they do in the commercial. I don't know why I thought in the commercial they look like super plump.
Well, you want to put that in the background?
Well, that's because the camera adds weight, you know.
Is that what happened?
That's what it is.
Yeah. Okay. The camera added like 20 pounds.
That's what it was.
All right. Me and DT are going to go in and have a bitey bite of these.
Come on, let's hear some smack. Come on, get away. Yeah.
Oh.
So what do you think, DT?
Copacabana?
Yeah, what do you think?
DT?
Yeah.
They're not bad.
They're not hot either, huh?
They're lukewarm.
Yeah.
They almost taste like chicken-flavored potatoes.
Really?
Chicken-flavored potatoes?
Mata Martha says off the Twitter that they look good. Oh, Lady K, ladies and gentlemen, is chiming in. Lady K giving some Uncle V love off of the Twitter as well.
I'm gonna squeeze me tight.
Oh. What do you think?
The spicy, huh?
They're not spicy at all.
You don't think so?
I'm getting a little spice, Uncle.
Yeah,
I'm getting
a little spice.
Uncle Melvin, one thing you gotta know about me is I'm half Mexican. I eat jalapenos for breakfast. Like
half Mexican.
I'm half lip.
Well, orale.
All right. Okay.
All right.
So let's go to the review.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. Mocha, we'll start with you. What is your review of it? How many ass Wi-Fi connections would you give it?
On a scale of 1 to 5, 5 being the worst, 1 being the best, I'll give it a 2.5.
A 2.5.
Why a 2? Wow.
And you know me, I don't even like Taco Bell.
Yes, that's true.
But,
he's biased already.
I might. No, 2.5. 1 being the best.
Okay.
5 being the worst.
Oh.
I'm giving him a 2.5.
It's supposed to be the other way around.
It's supposed to be the other way around.
Well, then a 4.5 with 5 being the best then.
You started out saying 1 was the worst, 5 was the best.
Don't come in here with your Negro Mexican math. Five is always the best.
No, because 10 is better.
How are you counting backwards?
Yeah, what's up with that?
You want to be the number one pick in the draft, not the number 5 pick. Come on now.
That's why 5 is the best.
No, it's the worst.
And you don't want to...
You want to be the number 1.
Never mind. I don't care anymore.
All right. So you think...
I think they're good. I will go back and buy
them. You are not the Taco Bell aficionado. You would actually go back and get these?
I would.
Well, you can have the rest of them because those things were disgusting.
You didn't like it?
I did not. Let me tell you why. You know what? The first food is an experience. And the moment I took a bite out of that naked chicken chip.
Coming from a fat guy, you ought to know all about that crap.
I immediately went to high school cafeteria chicken nugget day.
Oh, no.
That's the equivalent of a grade school cafeteria chicken nugget served to you on a plastic cafeteria tray.
What grade school did you go to, man? We didn't have chicken
nuggets. I can't remember. You know I come from a broken home.
Hey, yeah. If you went to a grade school with those kind of chicken nuggets, you went to like the right grade school, because that's where I want to go. Like, our chicken nuggets taste like cardboard and wet gym socks. Like,
yeah.
Not like that.
Yeah.
Now, Uncle V, what was your take on them? Did you like them or did you not like them? Oh, by the way, I give them... I give them half of an ass Wi-Fi connection.
They don't even get one.
They get a half of ass Wi-Fi connection. Uncle V, what was your take of them?
I liked them, man. You know, I had one, and I said, tasty. And I got a little spice, you know.
Yeah.
And they probably was warmer than what you got, you know, because you know somebody was sitting on them before they gave them to me, so they kept them at the. Yeah, 98.6.
So you're basically saying that they kept them at the ass temperature.
Yes, absolutely.
That's disgusting.
You said it on me. I'm disagreeing.
I did say it, but okay. I don't know. I wouldn't buy them again, I don't know. But I'm not a big fan of Taco Bell.
Neither am I, but I definitely will go back for those.
I am shocked at that, man, because you are the one that when you saw that we were going to do this at the opening of the show, you said, have the puke buckets ready.
I did.
And you're gonna enjoy the rest of those and still puke.
Probably will.
You're going to puke, huh?
Taco Bell gives me the throw-ups.
You don't have projectile vomiting.
No, I don't.
Okay, good.
But if I did, you wouldn't see it coming.
You're right.
That Guy Radio Show.
Chicken,
yes.
Oh,
Mama,
you
tell
me he was making
chicken. Let's bow our heads. Oh, God. What is that? That's the baby mama from hell.
Yeah.
What are you doing here?
Look, take this baby. I got somewheres to go.
Look, and I got things to do, too.
Like what? Byron, come on. I need to get to the TV station.
What you talking about, TV? What are you doing?
Look, you need not to worry about what I'm doing, all right?
Hi, Shirley and everybody. What's up? Hey, y'all. What you doing?
Three.
Where that little trick at?
Now, look here. This is a very private family moment right now, okay? You got to come back some other time. Take the child on out of here.
Don't I know you?
Don't I know you?
Just give me my son, please. All right.
Yeah.
Get out of here, please.
Glad to.
Yeah.
You know what I know? If you knew better, you do better. You better have my money. Bye, y'all. Have a nice day.
It must be true, because I heard it on the radio. It must be true. It must be true.
Live from Phoenix, Arizona, it's the Internet's funniest radio show and podcast, Fat Guy Radio Show, featuring Corey Blaze. And now, here's your host, Corey Blaze.
Uncle Baby, you can't say that ain't slamming. That's hitting right there. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Fat Guy Radio Show. I am your host, Corey Blaze, live from Arizona, USA, and broadcasting to 79 countries with over 750,000 downloads worldwide, heard by the best fatnatics all over the world. And I'm talking about you. I'm your host, Corey Blaze, and our executive producer tonight on the show is one Daniel Taylor.
Sad dude.
And sitting in trying to guest host for the first time, which there's a good chance that he may or may not be depressed, my Uncle Vincent, also known as Uncle Melvin. Welcome to the show, Uncle Melvin.
I'm not vaping, baby.
Okay. I'm sure our sponsors were happy to
I'm sorry. I'm vaping, baby.
Yeah, he's vaping, baby. Now, that was for Lady K. All right. We like the show for our live stream viewers. We like the show to be interactive. Tweet me and the guys during the show at Fat Guy Radio Show, or comment on the Facebook live feed. Like and follow us on our Facebook and Instagram pages. Search Fat Guy Radio Show. And today's show is brought to you by Amazon. So the little fella isn't much of a little fella anymore, and I'm talking about my boy AJ. He just turned 17 this past weekend. So part of his birthday gift, believe it or not, was I redesigned his bedroom. Got rid of the kid look, and, you know, some of his toys are kind of like in the closet now. But we wanted to go for a more young adult look. He got a feature wall and all this other stuff, but I didn't have a huge budget to do all this. So I did a lot of my shopping through the Amazon outlet store. So I got pillows, decorations, bedding, etc., a couple of frames and picture frames and so forth like that. It was really easy. I saved a lot of money, and his room looks great. So check out the Amazon outlet store by clicking the banner on the top of FatGuyRadioShow.com or directly at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon. Or if you have the Fat Guy Radio Show app, tap the Amazon icon. Amazon, the number one way we power this showdy. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa.
Uncle, you can't say that's not hitting right there. All right, that's enough.
Yeah, well, you know.
You're not impressed by that.
No.
All right, so I clearly have a show notes planned out, but I'm bothered by the fact that Uncle Vincent, you said that you're depressed.
Yeah.
Why? I'm afraid to ask, but then I'm also intrigued to ask why. I don't see why you would be impressed, because I think that your driving to the studio here today was exceptional. Only 18 fatalities this time versus the last time you were here.
You pretty much shut down
the whole entire city of Glendale. But other than that, I think that's a, you know, on an uptick here. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Why are you so depressed?
Well, you know those roll-on under deodorant things?
Yeah. Hold on just one moment. We're going to have this fight again. Keep the iPad level up. That way when I hit buttons, you can adjust it. Never take it down. Never turn it off. Keep it up.
Gotcha.
Thank you. All right, Uncle Vincent, go.
Just like your last date, dude. Anyway.
Yeah, you got to get it up.
Yeah.
What? I'm sorry. I apologize. Please send your complaints to Sydney at Little Fall Radio.
Okay. No, see what happened was,
uh-huh.
You know how you got those anti-perspirant, whatever the heck those things are you rub under your arms, you know, for your monkeys, you know, rookie.
Wait, what?
The monkeys, you know. Well, we call them monkeys and the armpits.
Okay, the armpits. I didn't know what the hell you were talking about.
Because where I come from, the monkey means something totally different.
I know, exactly. Yeah. But it
depends on who you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. Monkeys, not monkey, you know, it's plural, not singular.
Yes, and hello, Lady K. I don't even know if I even acknowledged that she was on the Twitter.
You acknowledged her, but you didn't say hello. Oh. Anyway, so
yes.
What happened was I went to use it this morning, right?
You went to use deodorant this morning.
Yeah,
the roll-on one.
Yeah,
the roll-on.
Right.
Who still has roll-on deodorant?
Obviously, Uncle Melvin does.
Yeah, I do.
Not from 1971.
I use aerosol.
It's all sticks and sprays now.
I can't use a spray.
Because what?
I get dressed in the dark.
Oh.
And sometimes I miss. So anyway,
you don't want to get it in his eyes.
Never mind. You don't want to get into that. Anyway, so I go to use it, right?
Okay. You go to use it.
And it was almost empty. I mean, you know, I'm thinking like, yeah, you know, so it's got a little bit left, right? Right. Okay.
So it's the roll on with like the actual roll ball at the top.
Yeah. A little ball at the top.
Is it made for women? Because I think
it ain't made for no women.
I think the only ones that are available are.
Oh, man. It comes from Avon. It's black suede.
It's made for women.
No,
I just gave them a
black suede. It's black suede.
Really?
That's a man's scent. Yeah.
I didn't even know they made.
If you dating a woman who's wearing black suede, you're not dating a woman.
Yeah, that's right. It's probably from.
I got some phone calls to make.
Are you? By the way, is one of those 79 countries France?
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, so. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so I go to do it, right? So I get it on the left monkey, right? And it's all cool, right? Everything's cool.
The left monkey.
Yeah. So then I go to the right monkey, man, and I get nothing on the right monkey.
How can you tell? You can feel it?
Yeah, you can feel it, man. If the wet monkey, you know.
It's either wet or it's dry plastic.
So if the monkey ain't wet, there's a problem.
Right. If the monkey ain't wet. Then you got a problem, big time problem.
We gonna get kicked off the air.
So anyway,
keep that monkey wet.
You gotta keep the monkey wet, right?
You gotta keep both monkeys wet.
Well, no, because you're actually counteracting the monkey getting wet by putting on the roll on.
Well, here's what happens.
You
got to
keep you got to wet the monkey to dry the monkey.
So instead of opening up a new thing of this stuff, you know, I just figured, you know, I try to do. And you know how sometimes, you know, you get too much lotion on one arm. And the other arm, you know, so you
can't. You are really having one hell of a morning, weren't you?
Yeah. Yeah. And you know how you cross your arms like this, you know, and you rub it on a lot of that stuff. Well, you can't do that with monkeys.
No, nobody. Who rubs their arms like that to apply lotion?
Obviously, Uncle Melvin does.
Like, you're rubbing your arms together a cricket that chirps.
If you have too much lotion on, you got to rub it around.
What's wrong with your hands?
Because they already got lotion on.
Yeah, they already got lotion on. You want to get them, you know.
You want to re-lotion your
lotion. That's right. You don't want to. Yeah, you don't want to double lotion, man.
Who is exceeding the lotion pump? I mean, I don't understand how any of this has happened. And Mata Martha off the Twitter says, this sounds so wrong.
Well, anyway, so, you know, so it's hard to get your monkeys together to, you know, to rub them together.
Who, where did you get these monkeys?
Michael Jackson backyard.
Yeah, exactly.
Man, I'm sweating so much right now. My headphones are sliding off.
I got Bubbles' cousin and brother.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so what happened was, you know, so what I had to do at work today, man, was that. To make sure everybody stood on the side with the funky monkey wet.
So you were positioning people.
Yeah, I said stand on my left side, not on my right side.
Okay.
So they wouldn't smell your bad monkey?
Yeah.
So they wouldn't smell the bad.
You don't want nobody to smell your funky monkey, you know what I mean?
I feel you.
Because your funky monkey get out of control. I'm serious.
I understand. That's why it's so funny. Because you were dead effing serious right now. And this is the most asinine process of the morning that I don't understand how this could send someone into a depression. I'm sorry, but I'm kicking you while you're down.
Okay. I have nothing more to say.
No, continue on with why this sent you and spiraling into the pits of despair.
Because I can't walk around with one good smelling monkey and one funky monkey.
So you had.
I don't want to walk around with a funky monkey.
So did the depression come in by the fact that you had to usher people over to the monkeyed side?
The good monkey side?
The good monkey side.
Yeah, man.
So that's where the problems came in. And that's what sent you into depression is that anybody that stood on your left monkey side, you knew that there was a higher probability of them getting the stinky monkey.
Exactly, and Professor.
You didn't want them to get the stinky monkey.
Correct.
So you had to move them to the right side.
Yes, sir.
With the right monkey.
You got that right.
That got the right treatment.
Right.
With the right roll-on spray.
No spray.
With the right roll-on.
Right.
So your depression is hinged on the fact.
Yes, it is.
That you had to move people.
I had to move people. I either moved people or I moved me, and I don't want to move me.
So, Mata Mara off the Twitter, brass monkey.
Yeah.
That funky monkey. So,
all right.
This is not a reason to be depressed. I am sorry. I reject your reality, and I substitute my own. Number one, we're dudes. We are sack-carrying, dingle-tugging, nose-picking, butt-scratching, hairy satchel carrying dudes.
Okay.
We don't care what we smell like. You're already married. You've been married for 3,000 years. No one cares what you smell like.
Uncle Melvin, I feel your pain.
What?
You see?
How is this not?
Thank you, DJ.
How is this?
I had a similar story that happened to me this week. Uh-huh. And it sent me into a great bit of depression. Uh-huh. Tuesday.
Right. Tuesday.
We were talking before the show.
What the hell is happening right now?
You know that I work with kids and everything.
Yeah.
Well, over the summer, there's no kids because school's out. But so we did a group game thing where we're hiring more people to work and teach these kids.
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
And so we're playing games.
You guys don't get in circles, do you?
Huh?
Never mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, we do. We actually do get in circles. We do get in circles. And
you said group.
Yeah.
Thing
and we get in a big circle and we teach these games.
I saw circles. Okay, go ahead.
So we're playing these games, and I'm a naturally sweaty dude because we're men.
Yeah.
We get sweaty.
We're men.
So I'm sweaty after the first four games, and then I bump into one of my one of the females who works with me, and she's like, dang, man, you all sweaty, making me all self-conscious and stuff about myself. I was like, dang, girl, I am a man. We are playing games. It is 125 degrees outside. We are playing in the ass crack of the devil right now.
Yeah.
Like, of course I'm going to be sweaty.
Exactly.
So I got told to go ahead and remove myself from the games to go change my shirt. and it made me sad.
Mm-hmm.
You two,
what
are the most? Now I am. This is a very interesting paradigm shift that has taken place right now. I am the pussified city boy of the show, where I sweat, and you know when you're a fat dude, you have to over medicate your monkeys.
Yeah.
You have to over-medicate. You have to put on sticks of deodorant, and you don't even put deodorant in just under your pits. You got to put them under your boobs. You got to sometimes put them under your Dunlop disease. Mm-hmm. You know what the Dunlop disease is, right?
Mm-hmm. That's when your stomach Dunlopped over your pants.
Right. Dunlopped over your belt, so you got to put it there. And then every once in a while, you can do the old Big Black, God rest his soul, the whole spray the cologne or spray the deodorant on a paper towel and stuff it right there in between your ass cheeks. I'm telling you, it's a fat dude's world. But you two jerk stores are sitting here talking about how you were embarrassed by the fact that somebody said you smell funny.
Nobody said I don't smell funny.
Of course not, because you were ushering everybody or you were doing the pirouettes all day.
Yes.
Trying to be like Thumbelina so nobody would smell your funky monkey.
Thumbelina don't dance, man. She sucks a thumb.
Well, who dances?
I don't know.
Well, somebody, well, you were.
Barisnikov.
Barisnikov dancing.
Yeah, there you go.
You were spinning around like one of those little new spinner thingies that everybody has pinched between their fingers.
Oh, like this? See, I bought this because.
Oh,
I have
my God. Like that, right? He has one.
He has a fidget spinner.
Ladies and gentlemen, my Uncle Melvin literally just pulled a spinner out of his pocket.
Isn't that cool?
And is displaying it here in Studio G. And I have never lost more respect for you as quickly as I just did.
But you know what? I found another thing for this. What do you call it?
Adaptation? Another purpose?
There you go. Thank you.
You're welcome.
See,
what was the purpose?
I'm no longer depressed. Thank you.
Oh, I'm glad you're not depressed. Please. By the way, you stink.
Get on my other side.
Oh, sorry. Damn it.
I got it. No, I found another purpose.
All right. What is the other purpose of the spinner?
You put it right here and you go.
Oh, my God. Is this really happening right now?
It's your only built-in ceiling fan.
Uncle Vincent just turned the spinner into a head ceiling fan.
Yeah, see? It's cool, man. I did it.
And it's still spinning on the top of his head.
It really is.
Right now.
It's still going.
Is this reality that I'm in right now?
Time and detail.
Well, if it doesn't stop spinning, I'm going to say it's Inception.
Oh.
You're going to say what?
You never saw the movie Inception.
No.
That's why that wasn't funny to you.
No. Oh, was it funny?
I don't understand what's happening right now at the opening of the show.
I don't know, but.
I don't know either.
I'm confused. What do you mean you two don't know? You caused it.
I didn't cause
nothing.
You guys were complaining about your funky monkeys.
No, you jumped on our case because we got funky monkey and we don't like funky monkeys.
I don't understand why funky monkeys would send you into any type of depression.
Have you ever been around my funky monkeys? No.
No.
Okay,
God.
See, there you go, man.
That's probably why.
Yeah.
Well, are you out of your depression now, at least?
Yeah, you know, I'm very happy now.
Okay, good. Here's the toilet.
Thank you.
And we just flushed down. All right, so.
Okay, now what?
Father's Day was, and I know everybody on the Twitter is asking, where's Lip? Lip is off tonight.
Yep.
We will explain that in the second break here. He's off tonight. Spending time with his family, but we have a little bit more details about that coming up on the show. But Father's Day was this past Sunday. Uncle V, did you do anything for Father's Day? Did your kids do anything for you?
Next question, please.
I'm sorry. I apologize for that, ladies and gentlemen. That was a skeleton falling out of the closet.
I don't get it.
That's okay. You don't need to.
No, you don't.
It's safer if you don't. Well, I spent time with Father's Day. I had my little fellow with me, and it was great. After he spent $250,000 on his birthday, I think he spent 2 3/4 on my Father's Day.
Did he go bowling?
He did.
I didn't.
No, you did not.
No.
Were you invited?
No,
I
didn't have the proper footwear at the time.
I understand.
I couldn't go.
Well, you know, you have to wear eye protection. Here's the thing. So Father's Day was good. My dad he's a lover of buffets. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why that is, but it's a food heavy show today. He's a lover of buffets.
I hate buffets.
I do too. But I deal with it for the sake of my dad.
Well, that's beautiful, man.
I know, because I'm a good son sometimes.
That makes me want to cry.
Please don't.
Okay.
Okay. So he decides not to go to a buffet for Father's Day.
What?
He
what?
Upset the time continuum by not going to a mother's.
Where's that? Well, where's that? Pump, pump, pump.
It is right here. If the is that what now Uncle Vincent's calling for the sound effects. There you go. He did not want to go to a buffet for the first time in 45 years.
No.
And I was shocked.
He wanted Red Lobster.
No, he did not want Red Lobster. We'll get to where he went in a second, but I wasn't involved.
Skinny chickens.
I wasn't involved because I was too busy planning Little Fellow's birthday weekend.
Skinny legs.
Little Fellow's birthday weekend. So
Tiffany,
my little sister, took care of all the arrangements. Uh-oh. And I was surprised at where he decided to go. Now, I will give you, Uncle Vincent, and mm-hmm. you, DT, chances to guess where he wanted to go for Father's Day. DT, where would you like to reign in?
Cracker Barrel.
I'm sorry, that dinette set's going to have to go to our runner-up. Uncle Vincent, where do you weigh in?
Can I do a lip proxy?
No.
Oh. I just was going to go, oh, no.
You sound like Lip. He's channeling his inner Lip. You're co-hosting. You cannot channel Lip because he says four words on the show.
Yeah, if you're going to channel Lib, I need you to come over here and run the board.
Yeah, you get over there and run the ones and twos.
I think I misspoke. I'm sorry. Okay, listen, I'm going to say he probably wanted to go to, let's see, knowing your dad. Let's see, how old is he again?
700, I don't know.
Yeah, 700.
Somewhere around there.
Yeah. IHOP.
I'm sorry. No.
Okay, where?
He wanted to go to Texas Roadhouse.
What?
Now, don't get too excited because that place is overrated and has fallen off the map. When was the last time you've been to Texas Roadhouse, DT? Exactly.
Father's Day.
Last, really, a year ago?
Yeah.
Really? Uncle V, when is the last time you've been to Texas Roadhouse?
I will not answer that on the grounds that it may incriminate me.
Oh, so he's never been to Texas Roadhouse, or he might be suing Texas Roadhouse right now. I don't know. I went to Texas Roadhouse, the Triple OG Texas Roadhouse in the West Valley, 75th Avenue and Thomas. Uh-huh. And those of you that don't know where that is in the state of in the city of Phoenix, I will give you this sound effect to give you a visual of 75th Avenue and Thomas.
Jesus. I knew it.
You are deaf. Turn your headphones up because everything is blowing me out over here. 75th Avenue and Thomas is a Triple OG Texas Roadhouse. Went there. One of the beautiful things about Texas Roadhouse is when you walk into the Texas Roadhouse, they walk you to your table with a basket of rolls.
Yeah.
Man, those are bombs.
Not anymore.
But the cinnamon butter.
The cinnamon butter ain't the same either.
What they do to it, Corey?
They messed it up. How
do you mess up cinnamon and butter?
Yeah. I went to the original opening of Texas Roadhouse. They changed the recipe. The recipe of the butter has changed. The biscuits are heavier and more dense when they used to be light and airy. The butter was more sweet and had a smoother texture. Now the butter is thick, and it reminds me of like some little person was just back there in the back of Texas Roadhouse popping out those little packets of butter you find in your hotel tray.
Wow.
What's happened is that I don't know this for a fact, but my speculation is they went to a lesser ingredient or a lesser flour or a lesser yeast because it was cheaper and sacrificed the taste and the flavor of where those rolls used to be when you walk in. Number one, also when you walk in, you don't see the rolls displayed up on the top of the counter anymore. At least I didn't see them there.
No.
Before, when you walked in there, you saw the yeast rising. You saw these rolls were baseballs, dude. Mm-hmm. The butter, and if you weren't anybody that, you know, was a fat person, a professional fat person like I am, you would think these rolls are good.
Professional.
You would think that the butter is good, but it's not the same. They have downturned everything at Texas Roadhouse, and I am sad that they did. It was not. A very pleasant experience at all. The food, everything, the flavor, it's all different now.
But you know what's good there?
What's good?
Their salad, house salad.
I didn't even have their house salad. I walked right past it.
Okay.
I walked right past it, but that's not what was the highlight of the Father's Day Sunday lunch.
What was it?
Well, this is a radio tease,
Okay. Oh, geez.
And we'll get to it right after this. You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show on fatguyradioshow.com. We'll be right back after this.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, to name a few of the most popular social sites, and Fat Guy Radio Show is on every last one of them. Corey Blaze back here to invite you to find, like, or follow Fat Guy Radio Show on all social media. It's a really cool way to get up close and personal with us through the show. It's not just us talking into your ears for 75 minutes a week. Those days we're not live, we are live on social media. Fat Guy Radio Show, the most interactive, accessible show on the internet. So find us and share us. And if you discover a site we're not on, let us know. We'll join in just to hang out with you. Fat Guy Radio Show, it's social.
Sometimes we're funny, sometimes we suck.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by Target. And here's the cool thing about it. The warm weather is out. And the kids are out of school, so what better way to kill some time and have some fun by a visit to Ye Olde Swimming Hole. The swimming pool at Target at fatguyradioshow.com/Target has everything you'd need. The little guy wanted to hang out with some friends of his this past week that were going swimming. He needed some new swim trunks, so I headed over to Target through the banner on fatguyradioshow.com, and you should too. Target has everything from kids' swim gear to home furniture and more. And for the Fatnatics, you can save up to 20% off joggers, play cards, gear, accessories, multi-seat strollers, freestanding gates, and outdoor high chairs. And just in time for the 4th of July getaway, save 20% off kids' swimwear by using code SWIM20 at checkout. Target at fatguyradioshow.com/Target or by tapping the Target icon on our official app. Target, expect more, pay less. And we thank Target for being an amazing sponsor for this show. I just completely messed up Ustream because I just realized that there has been no audio going to Ustream the entire show.
Wow. Well, actually, the audio to Ustream might have been working, but the Facebook Live.
The Facebook Live had no audio going to it, and that is why I have been seeing people pop in and pop out.
So you mean if I was at home listening to this thing, I would have been listening to nothing?
You are absolutely right. And Lady K, that is my fault.
Oh, no.
That is my fault. Because Lady K is sitting here saying, I am having so many problems. Lady K, go back to... All right, hold on. What? I am going to send her a message right now. I'm going to stop the show.
Stop the show.
But that's why you got podcasts.
Well, we can't go back and redo the, yes, Modern Martha, epic fail. It is an epic fail. I will get to it. I will give myself, see, this is what happens when I can't get mad at him. No, this is not a celebratory, okay? Everybody loves it when the fat guy fails.
Epic fail.
Okay, listen. We're down a body here. We are a well-oiled machine. And it's not his fault that he's not here. But we are a well-oiled machine, and I screwed up. I got to tell DT to do everything because he can't remember anything. Nah. And he's got notes from 2007 BC.
These are my producer notes.
This and is now little D is listening to this in his trunk right now, just chortling with his teeth and his tongue hanging all out because finally the fat guy effed up.
Finally, you effed up every week.
I don't eff up. Well, I do, but I never let anybody know.
Exactly.
I blame it on somebody else because that's because I'm Corey Blaze.
I can just visualize people beating on their computers.
You know, they like, are because TV. I'm sitting here looking at the Facebook live feed, and it's like people join, people gone. People join, people gone. And we're in the middle of the show, and there is nobody on Facebook Live, and I know why. Because there was no audio.
It's kind of like what Uncle Vincent did to me during soundcheck.
What'd I do?
Yes, Uncle Vincent tried to screw us up during sound check where he started miming during the sound check. Oh,
that's right.
And I was already stressed because we have no interns and I had to drive to the stinky Taco Bell.
What did the interns?
There, I'm fine.
Okay. You okay now?
Yeah, I'm good. I screwed up. Lady K, I'm sorry. Oh, look, the viewers are back. This is the reason why, Mocha, DT, this is going to be your fault.
You know what's funny?
Yes.
Because when you started pre-roll, I was like, I should probably check and see if the sound's on.
So you thought about it.
And then I was like, but no, it's Corey Blaze. He never messes up.
You are such an eight.
So I was like,
oh.
I was like, let me make sure all my stuff is correct.
Yeah, let's make sure you can shine, and let's not back up and have the back of the dude that's doing 2,500 things. Yes, Modern Martha, I know you guys love me when I screw up.
So they missed the funky monkey?
They missed everything up to that last break on Facebook. But here's the thing.
What?
Facebook Live viewers aren't as popular as our Ustream Live, which is where most of the people are watching the show, where you enjoy the show, on fatguyradioshow.com/live. Okay. We enacted Facebook Live, and people are still watching it and streaming it on Ustream. People don't like the Facebook Live too much.
Why don't you get rid of it?
The network invested the money in it, and we got to use it.
All right. All right.
You know what? You know who it did work for?
Who?
Little Fella Radio.
Oh, that's because those teeny boppers all.
Little Fella Radio, I was monitoring their Facebook Live comment feed from the other side of the studio when they were here on Saturday. And bloop, 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 bloop.
Someone had diarrhea?
No. Their Facebook comment feed had diarrhea.
How did it go again? Toilet flush.
I can't get to it. I was getting to this.
All right, toilet flush.
I know exactly why that's on that same beat. No, that's that bed.
By the way, what is she saying? Potatoes, potatoes, beans, beans.
Green beans, potatoes, tomatoes, lambs, rams, hogs, dogs.
No, it's hog, mog.
No, it's not.
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram,
hogs, dogs.
That just
hogs,
says logs, logs. I don't know.
She said hogs, beans, frogs. Greens, potatoes, tomatoes,
lamb, ram, and who is that anyway?
That's Pastor Shirley Caesar.
Really?
Yeah.
What's she talking about?
She was preaching about how God gives you plentiful in your life when you sow into the kingdom of God. And when you sow into I sowed into the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
Hello, I am Shirley Caesar.
Sir, yeah.
And I sowed into the kingdom of God.
Uh-huh.
And I have a garden at my home.
Oh,
and
wow.
I sowed into the kingdom. So God gave my garden. You see how that happened?
That's a crazy garden. She got lambs and...
She got lambs because she sold into the kingdom of the God.
Oh, man. That makes my spleen dance.
Preach,
baby.
My spleen. Preach, baby.
Dance.
Okay, so my dad went to the Texas Roadhouse. It was not that great. We all got to-go plates.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad
How do you get a to-go plate from Texas Roadhouse?
Okay,
like, did you guys even eat in there?
I was in such sensory overload there. There was too much going on at the Roadhouse of the Texas. Too much, man. Way too much. It was this. And then when the hell did they start line dancing every 15 minutes? No wonder why you got to wait 45 minutes to get a seat. All the servers are doing the hippity hop in the middle of the restaurant.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Every time you turn around and you're sitting there and you can't, everything, it is extremely loud in there.
Oh, very.
It is uncomfortably, you know what? I figured it out. I know what they are. I know what they are.
What?
They are the Delta Airlines of the restaurant industry.
Wow.
They pack as many people in there as possible, and then you've got to drag your ass out of there just to make it back to your car.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't really like Texas Roadhouse is because their floors is dirty.
That too, you're crunching. My OCD was in overdrive.
They encourage you to do that. If you put the shells in the little buckets,
yeah,
they say, oh no, just go ahead and dump it on the floor, honey. It's okay.
I kid you not. That's exactly what our waitress told her.
Yeah.
What our waitress told. Now, one thing is that when we got there, we got to our table. We've got two buckets. One bucket was supposed to be full of fresh peanuts, and the other bucket is supposed to be empty so you can put your peanut shells in it.
Correct.
Well, our table was backwards.
Oh, wow.
We had a dirty peanut bucket and an empty fresh bucket. So I slide the bucket over to kind of think that I'm about to chomp down on a nut.
Mm-hmm.
And I look in there and there is rib bones in there and napkins and straws. And I look up at the waitress and I'm like, this ain't right. And she's like, oh yeah, that's a problem. Oh wait, I gotta go dance.
Excuse me while I go shake my booty.
So she went over there she grabbed two kids and they're dancing in the middle of the aisle. Mm. Then she came. It was a disaster. That place, I will never go back. It's not worth it anymore. The experience of being there, and then, of course, somebody had a birthday.
Yes.
So they brought out the old saddle.
Yeah.
And then they did the whole birthday thing, and that was great. And then I'm sitting there trying to have a conversation with my dad. My sister Tiffany was there. AJ was there with us. I'm trying to have a conversation with my dad, and then just out of the blue, that you're sharing your meal. You know, you're trying to talk, and then out of your blue, you just and now they're dancing down the aisles again. And you're like, what? Okay, Uncle. All right, Dad. I'll talk to you in a second. No worries. Okay. All right. And it's over, and everybody claps, and it's fun. So then you get back to your conversation, and you're like, oh, yeah, man. Well, Dad, how's everything been working with you and so forth? Pay attention to my hand. How is everything working for you? And you know, I know you were feeling good. You know, I'm glad you're back. And, you know, it's really important. And Mom wanted me to tell you that. All right, they're dancing again. Okay. All right, I'll get back to you in a second, Dad. All right.
Your face, your ass. What's the difference?
I hit that on accident.
Yeah, right.
I did. So then they stopped dancing, right? And then you go back to your conversation. So I'm sitting there, I'm talking to AJ, and I'm like, you know what, you're the greatest kid ever, and I love you with all my heart. And you know, if there's anything you ever need and you want something to happen, you know, just let me know and I'll be more than happy to. And then they're dancing again. Was the clown show of all clown shows. It is the worst dining experience ever.
You remember Ed DeBevix?
But that was right? Worth it, though, because you went to Ed DeBevix expecting that. When I went to, number one, when I went to Texas Roadhouse for the first time, it was not as packed. It's like they took a floor plan, and this was a new one over at Metro Center.
Oh, that's where you messed up.
Is that where I messed up? So I might have just had a bad experience. And for those of you that are around the world and around the country and don't know Metro Center, I will give you a sound example to help you understand what Metro Center is. That one had a ricochet because Metro Center is built in the round.
It is.
And they finna put a Walmart over there, and it's going to get even worse.
And you're going to run the light rail over there.
Oh, Lord. No. Then we're going to be able to just shepherd in all the homeless people.
The double.
Wow.
Triple.
Yeah, ricochet. It was. It's built in the round.
Who wants a homicide?
Homicide 20% off down at the Metro Center. Texas Roadhouse.
See, the day I decide I don't want to live no more, I'm going to Metro Center.
Dude, I took my life into my own hands. I took my kid's life into his own hands when we went to the Metro Center. Number one, the building is designed for maybe 220 people.
Mm-hmm.
They had an easy 575 people in that place. It was a fire hazard. If there would have been a kitchen fire, we all would have been dead. D-E-D, dead.
Mm-hmm.
The parking lot is designed, there's 500 people in the restaurant. So, of course, the parking lot is designed for parking for seven. So you have to sit there and wait for someone to pull out of a parking spot. It's parking for seven, but guess what?
What?
They got 3,500 handicapped parking spaces.
Oh, my gosh.
Just wrapped around the building. And then you think you can, it shares a parking lot with another business, but that business has 500 handicapped parking spaces, and it's a shoe company.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah, it's a shoe company next to it. And then on the other side, and if you don't believe me, folks, Google Map Texas Roadhouse I-17 Metro Center. I am not lying to you. One side of the roadhouse is a shoe store. The other side of the roadhouse is a steakhouse. And they adopted the same exact theory. Small restaurant, millions of people in it, four parking spaces. Let the fight begin.
Is that the sizzle? Is that the sizzle over there?
No, it's I don't know what steakhouse that is.
Oh, okay.
It's horrible. And my dad's a thief.
Why?
Because we were putting our
took the cheap silverware.
Were you there, Uncle?
That cheap, stinky silverware.
He stole the knife.
The knife.
So me and Tiffany are sitting there packing up our to-go dishes, and there's one of those concrete pillar baseball bat rolls left. Uh-huh. And Tiffany and I both look at my dad and say, "Hey, Dad, take this last roll." He's like, "I don't think I have any room." He pops open his to-go container. The reason why he didn't have any room is because he had all their silverware in. My dad! And the man knives, doesn't want for anything!
And the knives are so dull, you don't even cut air. Man, that's so bad they are.
Martha says we need to get some handicap tags so we can get prime parking at the Texas Roadhouse. This is the signal to go for the break. So whatever you want, we can start that music. Oh, you're playing some,
Yeah, who's that?
Chris Blue.
Chris Blue. Winner of The Voice. Have you heard this before, Uncle?
No, but I heard you talking about The Voice.
So. That's it. See, if Lip was here, he would have never played that. All right, we'll talk about Lip on the other side of this break. You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show on fatguyradioshow.com. We'll be right back.
Smash like.
Stop the show. Stop the show. I got a question to ask. Do you have an apple? No, not the red, delicious fruit that grows on a tree down the street. I'm talking about an Apple iPhone. Well, if you do, there's an app missing from your phone. It's the official Fat Guy Radio Show app for the iPhone or iPad. It's not always easy to get to our website to hear the show, so by downloading the free Fat Guy Radio Show app from the iTunes Store, you can take the show anywhere, listen anytime, and shop our biggest sponsors right through the app. So click on the Apple App Store app, search Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word, and download the app. It's free, silly, and with no ads to bog down your phone. The Fat Guy Radio Show app, available now in the iTunes App Store or at fatguyradioshow.com/app. Okay, we can restart the show now.
Ready to make it burn? Time for Fat Guy Radio Show.
Afterburn. So Little D would be the go-to person for us to leak nudes. He'd do it. He totally would do it.
Yeah.
DT, I think you should do it.
I'm nervous.
I think you should. Okay, what if we got a makeup artist to come in and cover up any body markings that would identify you?
Okay.
But see, here's the thing. This is what's going to happen. We'll release it on our social media. Claim that our social media got hacked. Facebook and all Instagram and all those guys are going to immediately take it down. But you know, as soon as it goes out there, World Star Hip Hop is going to snatch it, and then it will go viral.
Okay.
We just got to make sure that the show logo is somewhere in the picture so people can know. Like, okay, like those rapper dudes that take the pictures of their dong when they're sitting on the toilet.
Yeah.
We have to have like a Fat Guy Radio Show script on the floor of the of the bathroom. Lip does not like this idea. Look at his face. He is thinking, I am going to be sitting in front of the BDB Radio Network people trying to explain this cockamamie idea.
Where did you get that muffin? Muffin button? I didn't install a muffin button. And where did I get this muffin?
Fat Guy Radio Show.
Back to the fun and folly. It's Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze.
All right, everybody. You know that there are many shows out there on satellite radio, and you have to pay to listen to those shows. You just heard a clip from our monthly Afterburn show. It's our fifth show a month when it's not a five-week month. But it's an additional show that we do every month called Fat Guy Radio Show Afterburn. It is our bonus show. Now, listen to me. We have to get these sales up. Right now, we are struggling to get in this goal. It is the same thing as this. It's just uncensored, commercial-free, and it's less than a cup of coffee a month. I see your Instagram post. I know you guys are out there buying that $5, $6, $7 cups of coffee. You know, you let a company make some colors that look like a unicorn, and you jump out of your skin to go get it. And here we are slaving in this hot Arizona studio trying to feed the families. And we need your help with Fat Guy Radio Show Afterbirth. Hell, I don't even care if you don't even listen to it. Just buy the subscription. It's $3 a month or $8 a month for the premium package. And you'll love it. Help us out. You could be the high life, baby. You. Oh, is that a nose whistle? Is that really a nose whistle?
It's a nose flute.
A nose flute just entered. Is that really happening right now? Oh, God, that's disgusting. Okay, all right, that's it. Thank you. Thank you. Jesus Christ, I didn't think I could be any.
What you call it, though?
No.
You inspired me with it.
No, I don't think I could be any more grossed out. Okay, everybody's asking off of the Twitter is like, Corey, what is on your hat? And it is.
Seagull poop.
It is, no, it's a hat. It's a camel hat that says.
Make America great again.
Make America Greek. Again.
Greek?
Greek again.
We were never Greek.
No, we're making it Greek again. I'm going to tell you why we're making it Greek again. This is a hat from one of me and AJ's favorite restaurants, George's. And he had these hats. We swung by there on Friday. Uh-huh. No, Saturday, I believe it was. And he had these hats, and I grabbed one. And I think it's called, I took my headphones off because I didn't take my hat off. I think it's called, let's see here, George's Famous Gyros and Pasta. Mm-hmm. Oh, I went to Uncle Vincent's shot instead of my shot. George's Famous Heroes, Gyros, and Pastas up off of 27th Avenue north of the 101 in North Phoenix. And so I got this hat, and I told him I would wear it on the next show, and he is following us and supporting the show, and we appreciate that. We love George. It's me and AJ's favorite little hero place to go to.
Okay. Well, Burger King don't have those crowns anymore.
No, they don't. But this is a bad hat. It's like, it is like the Make America Great Agains, which I would never wear one of those hats because I think America is already great.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. But yes, yeah, so if you anybody that's here and you're in the North Phoenix area, near 27th Avenue and the 101 North, which is like Beardsley.
Good gracious alive.
I know, it's way up there, but that's my world. I dwell up there.
I guess so.
But if you're ever up in there, George said, the owner, if you say you heard about him on Fat Guy Radio Show, he'll
Is that the same give you a complex free soda. As the old Five and Diner?
Is where the old Five and Diner used to be. There's now a Starbucks there.
Is that a free soda?
Yeah, he'll give him a free soda.
Cheap ass bastard.
Oh, God. No, George. George, I didn't say that.
Uncle Melvin's views do not reflect the views of anybody at the BDB Radio Network.
No. And I'm going to go in there and try to get him for another gyro or hero because I just gave him $500 worth of advertisement. But anyway.
He should give you more than that, man.
He really should.
Because people, they're not buying you.
But you know what I'm going to do? What? I'm going to stop talking about it now because it will then turn into an advertisement. So,
okay, go ahead.
Lip, right here on this short break. I have a hard time doing this because I don't know how to do it, and I don't know how to do it on the show, but I'm going to do it. The reason why Philippius is not here is because they had an unfortunate death in the family. Philippius lost his father-in-law on the worst of worst days, Father's Day, that Sunday. And it was unexpected. And so Philippius immediately reached out to me. He is with his wife, which was, it was her father that had passed. And you know what? I mourn for Philippius and his family because just a few months ago, I was thinking my dad was going to sashay off this planet with all the health issues he was going through. And it just sucks, man. It just really sucks when you lose someone that you love. So that's where Philippius is tonight. So, of course, the network is giving him all the time that he needs to be with his family and to grieve. Now, Philippius pulls no bones, you know what I mean? He is fighting the good fight financially like all of us are. So he has gone to his Facebook page and they have created a GoFundMe page to help with the funeral cost of Philippius's father-in-law. Mm-hmm. So I have not talked to the network about this, But what I am going to demand that we do is that any advertisement sales, if you buy anything from Amazon, Target, Halo 6, ICME, between now, June 22nd and the end of June, whatever our commissions are off of that, we are going to give a percentage of that to this fund. I will be making a personal contribution myself, but I asked Philippius this because Philippius is very more private than I am.
Yeah.
But they are in need, and this is his show as much as it is my show. So if you feel motivated, I'm not telling you to do this. I'm not asking you to do this. His name is Alfonso Sabalos Cabrera. They lost him on Sunday unexpectedly. If you would like to contribute to the GoFundMe account for Philippius' father-in-law, go to GoFundMe.com/Alfonso-Sabalos-Cabrera, or that's a little bit of a long. They put all his names in there. It's a little long. We have created a direct link at fatguyradioshow.com/Alfonso. It's that easy. Now, we are not telling you that you have to do this, but if you are motivated or if you feel led to do so, fatguyradioshow.com/Alfonso. And the family is just looking to raise $5,000 to help with the funeral costs. And our prayers and our thoughts go out to my best friend, his lovely wife, in this unfortunate time. And we know that my boy is strong, he is resilient, and he is surrounded by some of the greatest people in the world and his family. And if anything, his family comes together in these times of tragedy. So that is why Philippius is not here. So if you would like to help out, it's fatguyradioshow.com/Alfonso, or you can go to the GoFundMe page directly. We'll also have this link up on our Facebook page as well. And Mata Martha shared a link on our Facebook page as well to help her out with the GoFundMe page with, as we know, she suffered a stroke. So we got, hey, look, we're a community here, folks. And we got to come together as a community. And when things like this happen, we've had it in the past where people that listen to the show reach out to us and say, hey, can you mention this? And sometimes we get the thumbs up and sometimes we don't. But for this time, we definitely want to do it out. So check it out, fatguyradioshow.com/Alfonso. And you can find more information about Mata Martha's GoFundMe page also on our Facebook page. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll funny it back up right after this on fatguyradioshow.com with America F. Yeah. We'll be right back on fatguyradioshow.com.
In a world where two teams take over the internet for 1 hour a week, one team, a studly young man of mixed races, the other, a very white wannabe emo girl with a piercing in her nose, both of them from two different lives, coming together to bring you Lil Fella Radio. No other show like it on the internet. Streaming live on Facebook now because we can. We laugh, we fight, Sydney cries, I run. But it's all in fun for the entertainment of teenagers and weird lonely guys all over the world. And yes, our moms can watch every now and again, but they can never say anything to us about what we talk about because we're teens. Lil Fella Radio. We're teens, which are really just mature, cuter adults with no credit and an insatiable appetite for automobile operation.
The biggest little show on the internet, Lil Fella Radio with AJ and Sydney at littlefellaradio.com.
We are sorry,
oh, so sorry,
sorry,
sorry.
We'll never do it again.
And now, back to Fat Guy Radio Show on the BDB Radio Network, featuring Corey Blaze.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by Halo 6. That's Halo 6, the premier electronic, it's premier electronic cigarette company offering American-made e-liquids and flavors to match any smoker's desires. I love Halo 6, and you should too. It's vaping, and even if you don't smoke cigarettes and you like the experience of hookah, they have zero nicotine flavors as well. And what I love about it is that when I was taking the little guys and his bunch of miscreants around bowling on Saturday, I was able to vape the whole time with them, and nobody even was able to tell. I vape in the rental cars all the time, which, by the way, my rental car company hooked a brother up. They did a really good job. All right, everybody, back to Fat Guy Radio Show. Thank you so much. Halo 6. Click the banner on fatguyradioshow.com. All right. Uncle B, you were asking during the break if we were going to do trailer talk.
Yeah, I don't know why, because I don't watch movies much.
No, you don't. But you also wanted... You
and it
wanted...
ain't because of that reason, DJ.
but you also wanted us to do 3-minute sports.
Yeah,
but there is nothing going on in sports right now.
Yes, there is.
I mean, the NBA draft was today.
Yeah. Oh, who did
and if Phoenix mess it up?
Josh Jackson, which is actually not a bad pick.
I guess you get your wish, Uncle.
He's a small forward who's a better defender than T.J. Warren. It gives us a more depth as a three position, which we were really struggling. I mean, we picked up Jared Dudley again to help fill that three position. So
is Jared Dudley gone?
No, he's still on the roster as of now, but I mean, I would imagine he'll
leave. You know, I can't say anything bad about the Phoenix Suns. I can't. I work for them.
I know you do. But I don't, so I can say anything bad I want. I was actually glad they got Josh Jackson because he was the best thing on the floor. They could have got De'Aaron Fox, but they didn't. But we don't need another guard like that.
I wasn't really paying close attention to it at all.
Did the Lakers take that idiot?
Yeah, they picked up Lonzo Ball.
Why is he such an idiot?
He's not the idiot. It's his dad who's the idiot.
Exactly. That's what I should say. Did they pick up the guy?
Why do dads always got to ruin their son's career?
And they got rid of D'Angelo Russell.
Yes. I was like, whoa.
I
don't understand what's happening.
Well, they had to clear out some money.
They did. And Swaggy P is testing the market too now.
Has LeBron been hit by a bus?
No, actually, they actually surgically put a bus in his body now. So now he's going to come out like Optimus Prime.
When you can't be your own, when you have to have a stunt double for a commercial that you're in, a butt stunt double? He did a commercial for, I can't remember what it is.
Preparation H?
No. Roll-on deodorant.
Oh,
no. He did a commercial for.
Was this a Kia one?
I can't remember, but
raining?
No, he was playing basketball and he bounces the ball and it goes flat because it's an old ball. Uh-huh. And then he's supposed to bend over, pick up the ball, and he's wearing the old NBA uniform. It's tight and the pants split. Uh-huh. In the scene where his pants split in that commercial, mm-hmm. that is not LeBron's butt.
Whose butt is it?
It's a stand-in. It's a stunt butt.
How do you know butts like that?
I do know butts. I'm a butt aficionado.
I guess so.
It is not. You can tell from the size. You can tell from the calves.
You can tell from the circumference of the butt.
You can tell from the circumference of the tuchus that it is not belonging to one James LeBron A.
That tuta did not match that ruta.
The tuta did not. The tuta did not match the ruta. But that's not what we're here for, ladies and gentlemen.
No, go ahead with your whatever you call.
Thank you very much. We love to feature Americans doing what Americans do because we believe there's still love and goodness in America. That's why we have this feature called America, yeah. And America F Yeah feature is Dateline, San Antonio, Texas. Leroy Solis Jr. was set to graduate from MacArthur High School last month when he was stopped by a school representative saying that he wouldn't be allowed to walk across the stage because he was wearing jeans. His father, Leroy, had ignored the school's uniform regulation because he and his family couldn't afford to buy him slacks. His father lived on a fixed income. Because Leroy was determined to make his family proud and walk his high school graduation, he ran into the parking lot looking for someone who was similar in height and size. Luckily for him, his faith in humanity paid off. With just 3 minutes left to line up in the graduation line, Leroy found a young man his height and size. Though the request was weird, Leroy asked the young man and his father if they could swap pants and explained that if he didn't have on slacks, the school was going to send him home and not allow him to walk. Without hesitation, the unknown stranger jumped into the back of his truck, took off his pants. He jumped out. Leroy then jumped into the same truck after him and changed into the pants. Then made a mad dash back to the graduation stage. While running back to the stage, Leroy heard the young man and his father that exchanged pants with him yell, "Go cross that stage!" To this day, Leroy and his father have been searching for the strangers to thank them properly, but have had no luck. They haven't seen that young man or his father since that fateful night they saved his graduation. How awesome of a story was that?
I thought you were going to say the pants split.
Yeah, I thought he was going to trip and rip the pants.
Yeah. That would be cool. But you know what? If that was Lil D, he would have wrapped up naked.
He would have.
No pants.
He would have. And that is America. F yeah. You're right. Lil D would have went up there completely naked.
I hate to say this.
What?
Oh, nothing. I don't have anything. I'm just saying. Go ahead.
What would no? You were going
to
say something.
I hate
something.
To say this.
It's
I hate to say
stupid.
This, but nothing.
What do you mean that was a stupid story? That was America.
Man, some dude jumped in the back of a truck, take his pants off, and threw it at you, man.
The dude wasn't going to graduate. Mama Martha says that was cool.
Oh, so what? He can get his jeans.
You are what's wrong with America, Uncle Vincent.
And you know what? He would graduate anyway. He would have got his thinking.
He would have, but that whole excitement of crossing the stage, walking across the stage in front of his family and his po' daddy, that would have been worth it. His po' daddy, that would have been worth it.
His po' daddy.
How did I not know that you were you were more cynical than I am?
I don't know. So what you're saying is that you agree with me, almost?
No, I don't, because that's an American F yes story. It's beautiful. It's Americans helping out Americans. Lady K off the Twitter said, that was a great story.
That was ridiculous.
That was not ridiculous. You were being contributable.
I don't care.
Contributable.
I made that word up right now. Oh,
contributable.
At the end of the show, can we do some rapid fire topics real quick?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Really rapid fire stuff that I want to get to.
Go ahead.
Summer solstice is the ultimate BS day I have ever heard of in my life. Why would people want to celebrate the hottest and longest day of the year?
Because it's stupid.
Oh, no. People just find any days to celebrate now.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's celebrate the longest and hottest day of the year.
I'm surprised they don't say happy.
The reason why summer solstice is so popular is because people make a pilgrimage to Stonehenge where you can see where they say it's like one of the best views of the sun. Well, let me give you a little bit of background. Stonehenge! During the summer solstice, June 20, whatever, it is 86 degrees there. No wonder why they're celebrating the longest day of the year.
Because it's freaking adorable.
Bring your ass to Arizona. You won't be summer solstice-ing nothing.
You got that right.
Yeah.
It is the stupidest day I have ever heard of in my life. Now, Arizona, if I turn on my TV one more mother effing time, and see one more helicopter and rescue team at the foot of one of these little hills we call mountains, saving somebody's dumbass that went hiking in the middle of a week-long heat wave, I say, you know what? 911, hang up on the son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Hang up on him. You on a mountain in the middle of a mother effing heat wave, a week-long heat wave where our air conditioning units are melting off the roof, and you want to go hiking? Who cares if it's 4 o'clock in the morning? It's 100 degrees at 4 a.m.
Yep.
911, leave them up there. Don't go rescue them.
Yep.
Okay. Let them die. Let the coyotes get to them. They deserve it.
Yeah.
Every last one of them, you dumb son of a bitches. That's just stupid.
It is.
It's the little bouncy boob meteorologist on the news stations told your ass we was going to have a week long heat wave.
I thought you were just talking about her.
Which one?
Whichever. I didn't want to name one in particular.
You in the mirror.
Yeah, it was me in the mirror. Oh. They told us we were going to have a week long heat wave. Who in their right mind said, you know what, honey? I think Tuesday morning around 4 a.m. I'm going to go up to Squaw Peak and we's going to hike down it. Mm-hmm. The sun won't be out, so it won't be too hot. Who was this dumbass?
I actually been running all week in the morning.
You're an idiot too, but you ain't running up a mountain. You down on the ground.
Actually, I live on the side of a mountain.
You're ridiculous.
So I run down the mountain and back up.
You are absolutely ridiculous. You are going to die of heat stroke. Have you had to call 911 yet?
No, because I wear a camo pack with the water.
Okay, that ain't enough. These people are they got what is that little thing with the one wheel and the little cart on top of it? They got that.
The big wheel?
Yeah, the big wheel stretcher thing going up and down these hills all week because people keep getting out there. AAA has reported that more cars are overheating, tires are melting.
Yep.
It's hot out there. People, you're not supposed to be outside. Just because it looks nice in the pictures does not mean it's safe. Hell, the ocean looks beautiful in some pictures, but there's still deadly sharks swimming through it. And who the hell told Gene Simmons of Kiss that he could try to trademark the devil horn handshake?
Oh, heck no, you can't do that.
He is literally trying to trademark the devil horn hand gesture.
They might turn him down on that one.
Yeah, they're going to have to because there's so many colleges that use a variation of that as they're like.
Exactly.
GCU points it out and has Lopes Up.
Lopes Up. And then ASU is something weird that Ryan Scott's dad couldn't do properly. Yeah, it's a devil horn with they do the devil horn with the third nipple.
It's a pitchfork.
It's a devil horn with a third nipple.
It's a pitchfork.
It's a devil horn with a third nipple.
It's a pitchfork.
Y'all just forgot to put the last finger down. That's what happened.
It's a pitchfork.
It's ASU. What do you expect?
It's the shocker.
It ain't Lopes.
Two in the stink, one in the pink.
We know how to. Ooh, good God.
Or was it two in the pink, one in the stink?
That's not right.
You trademark the birdie? Is that possible?
Hey, I invented that.
You invented it? Okay.
Yeah, I invented the birdie.
Hey, I knew a dude, man, that could do it with his feet. Too. His toes.
That's disgusting.
That was great. You give a quadruple.
Oh, by the way, Mata Martha off the Twitter called you a savage, Uncle Vincent.
A what?
A savage.
Called you a savage.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
Lady K, not only that, there. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Lady K. K got my back. Not only are those dumb some of the hiker bitches that's going up the mountains risking their lives, they're risking the lives of the EMT people, personnel that got to go up there and save them.
And not only that, they're also risking the lives of those animals they be taking up there, too, because they be going hiking with their dogs.
Yeah, they take the little fluff. Oh, yeah, that's a whole other thing. You can't walk your dog in this heat wave.
Nah, you got to get the booties on them.
You got to put booties on your dog because the concrete, you're basically frying your dog feet.
Exactly.
And no one likes fried dog feet.
Hey, thank you, Mata Martha.
What the hell was that for?
Oh, she said sent me a little personal snap.
So she sent you a personal snap, so you decided to exclaim your personal snap on a public show.
I can't say what she wrote on because how when Lady K sends you those inappropriate tweets.
Yeah. But she sends that to the show.
Exactly.
No, yeah, but you go, I can't say that. I heard that millions of times.
Exactly. You two, so I'm just saying, thank you, Mata. I'm thank you. I
Lady K, send me something inappropriate. Wait, actually, she already did. Never mind.
Oh, well, you know what? It's time to end the show.
She already did. Yeah. Thank you, Lady K. I've had a chub the whole show.
I don't want to send you a text. No.
All right. Stay off these damn hiking trails and witchy. And listen to Little Fella Radio. And actually, don't listen to Little Fella Radio. They had more downloads last week than my show. Hey, it's our new closer music, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, yeah. Coming to you live from the Studio G in Glendale, Arizona. Hell, yeah. This is it. This is hot. This is hot track. And I'm sorry, I got to thank my little guy, AJ, for turning me on to this track. And I may or may not be breaking the law right now, so I'm not going to tell you where it's from. Put the damn nose whistle away. Put the damn nose whistle away. You know what? You're driving yourself home tonight. All right, ladies and gentlemen, my apologies to Justin Bieber.
I'm hot again.
We just ran out of time. Today's show was... Today's show... Wait. Something is wrong with you.
What? Okay.
I'm trying to close the show. We're going to do a flippiest 120-minute show. All right, ladies and gentlemen, today's show was brought to you by Amazon. If you want it or need it, Amazon's got it, and you can get it through the show's Amazon portal. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to fatguyradioshow at gmail.com or send a gift. We love surprises to Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona 85080. Interact with us all week long on social media. Like and share Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And for our sitting in executive producer, Daniel Taylor.
Sup, dude?
And our special guest, Uncle Vincent Melvin.
Bye.
I'm your host, Corey Blaze, reminding everybody that skinny people, fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding you. Tell everybody you know about the show, and when they ask you what's it all about, make sure your ass Wi-Fi is connected and simply reply. They'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. Join us next week. See you at the top. Bye-bye.
Hello.